it's time for us to talk some Maine Black Bear hockey. The Bears getting set to host the Boston College Eagles tonight, and we're joined on the telephone by the voice of the Black Bears, Maine's sportscaster of the year, John Shields. Hi there, John.
Hey, Rich. How are you?
Doing very well, thanks. You?
I'm doing great. Here at Alphond Arena, ready to go. Ready for a one-game weekend, and then tomorrow we can hide from the snow.
Exactly. Time to hunker down. What is that going to do to your backyard rink?
Well, not great things. I probably have to go out and shovel it off halfway through the day so it doesn't get too much snow on it. But the snow's not as bad as, like, the slushy, you know, snow rain mix that causes all kinds of bumps and stuff. If it's just snow, it'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited, actually, after our winter of ice and bitter cold. Give me some old-fashioned snowstorm. I'm pretty happy about that.
Yeah, I saw a funny post today. The Bangor Public Library put it out on their Facebook page. It had the weather map, and then it had, you know, instead of saying 12 to 18 inches, it said, you know, 3 to 5 books. Time to hunker down and read something.
I was thinking 3 to 5 beers, but it is a weekend after all. Well, let's talk about the Black Bears, Donnie. It's been a while. They tried to find an opponent last week, but no luck there. So the Black Bears, will they have to shake off a little bit of rust tonight when they play the Eagles?
Yeah, probably they will. I mean, it's been a while since they played at Lowell. Like you said, they were trying to get an opponent last weekend, couldn't find anybody. But the key that was a little different than after the holiday break is they've been practicing as a full team. Mm. After the holiday break, they had players on protocol and, you know, out for COVID and keeping to themselves for 10 days or so. So that hasn't been the case. As far as I know, they've been practicing as a full team, which, you know, is very important. And they've been talking to the coaching staff this week, trying to find ways to keep practice fun, mini competitions between the players, since they haven't had any games in a while. But it sounds like everything went well this week in practice, and they're ready to go.
Excellent. Now, the Bears last time up played pretty well against BC.
Yeah, they played well against Boston College the last couple of seasons. If you go back even under Coach Gendron's administration, they always seem to play well against Boston College. And I think they have a good shot this weekend. BC is a team that that does score a lot of goals, over 3 goals a game, but they give up a lot of goals. Similar kind of search to figure out who their primary goaltender is, just like the Black Bears. Mm. Boston College still trying to figure out who that's going to be, and Maine in that same situation, as we know. But they give up goals, they score a lot of goals. That could benefit the Black Bears, because Maine has been finding ways to score as of late, especially if you look back at that Lowell series.
Speaking of that, have you spoken with Coach Barr yet? Do you know who will be in net tonight?
Not yet. He said last we knew it would be a decision they were going to make yesterday, but we haven't had our media sit down with him yet. That's coming up around 6:30 or so. So we'll get a chance to chat with him. I would guess Victor Ostman. He's sophomore, 6'4" goaltender. He's played in 12 games so far, so he's played in the most games of any of the goaltenders. I would guess it might go back to Victor here for the one game weekend, but it really could be any 3 of the goalies on the roster.
Now, it looks like, too, an impressive group of new recruits coming in, and we haven't seen them play, obviously, but we were talking about it the other day, when you look at where they come from, the schools they've been, and their background, it looks like a pretty good group of new Black Bears that Coach Barr has signed up.
Yeah, it does. You know, and he's, you know, they don't want to talk too much about the new recruits. As, you know, asking him this week, he wants to focus on the players that are here now. But it's an impressive group, and we are really going to see a big change on defense next year. We've got some players who are, you know, going to graduate and move on, and then we've got a couple building blocks there: David Brazil and Sam Dewar, who just came in here in the second half. Those could be 2 guys that the Black Bear defense is built on. But they've got a bunch of guys coming in. We're going to see some new faces, new numbers next year. So that is very, very exciting.
And it didn't look like a whole lot of size in that group. Does that indicate a shift in philosophy for the Bears?
Yeah, it could. You know, more skill, more being able to play with the puck as opposed to that physical kind of try to punch you in the face style. You know, players who could play at the point, you know, generate offense on the power play, you know, pass the puck, set players up. So that could be a good thing. That's something that, that has continually been something that the Black Bears have been searching for, is generating offense, scoring goals, not having to beat teams 2-0, 2-1. You know, they've got to find a way to get more goals on the scoreboard.
Well, and we know tonight too, obviously it'll be a good sign if the Black Bears don't fall behind early like they did against Lowell. But yeah. Coach Barr told us last week, even though they did, he felt like in at least one of those two Lowell games, even though they were behind 3-0, that they had played well and maybe even outplayed Lowell.
I totally agree. And you know, sometimes you talk to people and you kind of get the other people's opinions, and people who may not watch the game, and I don't blame anybody for that. You can't watch every second of every game, but as you know, when you have a job like this, the radio team, you and Bob see every down of every game. So you can sometimes get a different perspective on it. And I thought they played really well that Friday night and the Saturday night at Lowell in the first period, but they found themselves down 3-0. So if you just look at the score sheet, say, oh, they got outplayed again. And that's not, I didn't think that was necessarily the case, but at the end of the day, they were down 3-0. So they've got to find a way to take that energy out of the gate and convert it and convert their chances. And then at Lowell, it was just Maine had several chances, and Lowell's goaltender made big saves. The Riverhawks defense was able to clear pucks out of the zone, and every chance that Lowell had, they scored. Every time Lowell had an opportunity, bang, was in the net. And Maine's got to figure out how to do that. They've got to find a way to generate and to capitalize on their chances, and they couldn't. So I thought they played real well at Lowell in the first period both nights, but hey, they found themselves down 3-0, and the score doesn't lie.
7:37 puck drop, a pregame show at 7 tonight?
Yes, 7 o'clock pregame show, so a little bit later. Our normal Friday, actually, it seems like every Friday night it's a 7:30 face-off, so going to have to maybe get a little nap in here. This is late for me, Rich. Late night. You know, I got little kids. I can't be up till 10:30.
You can be. Yeah, you can make it. You're tough. You're the sportscaster of the year, John. You could stay up till 11 if you wanted.
I could. Yes, we'll get through. We'll grind it out. It's gonna be fun. It's one game. We're gonna leave it all on the table.
I expect nothing less. Have a great broadcast tonight. We'll be listening. Thanks as always for visiting with us, and we'll check in again next Friday.
All right. Thanks, Rich.
Thanks, John. John Shields, voice of the Black Bears on the Black Bears Sports Network. Maine and Boston College coming up tonight.